A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Yeah. All right, the wait is over. On the phones, Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Now, Nick, my partner John Martin is back with me. So we are back at full strength following John's paternity leave. And it sounds like the Boston Celtics will be back at relatively full strength with Kristaps Porzingis back in the fold on Thursday, at least according to Shams. How much of a difference, Nick, are you expecting him to be in this series for the Boston Celtics, sir?
I think it's a huge difference. That's also why you make the big bucks, because you segue out of John's return.
No, baby.
And that is what it's all about right there. But, John, congratulations.
Thanks, brother.
And as far as Porzingis goes, I think it is huge, because this is the reason Brad Stevens made the move to get him here for these moments. It wasn't in the first round. It wasn't, you know, some regular season game in February. It was now. And so I thought the Celtics were going to win, all things being equal, already. If Porzingis is back and he looks anywhere close to what we're used to seeing, just another weapon to help Boston give Dallas another look. In the end, guys, I think that Boston just has too much ability to switch defensively. And when you're able to put somebody like Jrue Holiday, at least to start, on Luka, and then you got Jaylen Brown, and everybody can switch, I think that will be the difference in this series. But as far as Porzingis specifically, you plug him on the outside, he's able to stretch the floor. If he can move the same way, and that is crucial after all the time he's missed, but if he can, I think it is a big, big advantage for Boston.
So, like, the way I've been thinking about the Mavericks in my paternity time off, I've had a lot of time to reflect and ruminate on this, is, like, I almost sort of view Luka like Mahomes. Maybe Luka's not the best player in the NBA, although I think he's, you know, closing that gap with every game, it feels like, and where he is taking this team. But it's almost like, look, the Chiefs started the way they started in the NFL season. They were kind of rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, and then they just kind of got hot, and they were underdogs to the Baltimore Ravens. They were underdogs against the San Francisco 49ers, and it just did not matter, because at the end of the day, they had Mahomes and the other team did not. Is that potentially, you know, something we could see in this series, that, yes, Boston has all the matchup advantages. They have all the, you know, length and everything, but they don't have 77.
I think it could happen. But as we're sitting here right now, still before it starts, I think Boston is deeper, although Dallas has shown certainly to have plenty of different weapons, especially off the bench. But I think the key is, and Stan Van Gundy's words in the last series are bouncing in my brain right now, because he's saying, okay, Luka and Kyrie are the most talented offensive backcourt we've ever seen. okay. But my counterpoint to that, especially as we get into this series, is I don't think the gap between Luka and Kyrie is that much greater than where Tatum and Jaylen Brown are right now, because I think they're going to obviously give you something a little more defensively. Now, to the point about Luka, maybe. I mean, if we think that he is as good as he has appeared to be, certainly in that Minnesota series, and he takes another step, then, yeah, the Mahomes comparisons are going to be very apt, because you're never going to be out of any game because you have that dude. As of right now, though, I think Boston is just a little bit more talented. And if Boston doesn't win it now, I don't know when they're going to be able to do it.
Right.
So everything lines up for them. They were built, again, by the moves Brad Stevens made in the last year, getting smart to Memphis, where you guys saw him a little bit, but then he got hurt, and making the moves that they did, it was for right now. Luka is a hell of a player, but I think his ability to carry the entire team past Boston with how talented they are, that would be a stretch right now.
Yeah, no, look, it would be a massive fumble, no question about it, if the Celtics can't cash in here, you know, getting the 5 seed in the finals. As great as they have played, you know, this is one of those years where everything has lined up. And by the way, like, I've seen a little bit of this on, and it's sort of just a social media thing, so it's not even probably worth bringing up, but it doesn't matter how you win a championship. If you win a championship, it's not going to matter that, the Heat didn't have Jimmy Butler, that the Cavs, you know, didn't have Jared Allen and then, you know, Donovan Mitchell. It's not going to matter that the Pacers didn't have Halliburton. Like, you win a championship, that's what people remember, right? Like, it doesn't matter how, like, I can't tell you, like, the Grizzlies could run through, four teams of fifth graders. If they win the championship, they won the championship, and that's all that's going to matter at the end of the day, right?
Completely. I couldn't agree anymore. I always laugh when that part of the conversation comes up in a given year. Oh, well, they had an easy road. Well, who cares? The title is the ultimate stamp. It's like when pro teams make deals, and the one that pops to my mind is the Bucks trading first-round picks, you know, 20-plus years ago to get John Gruden because they thought he was the missing piece to get that team that had Tony Dungy and had gotten so close over the top. Oh, man, they gave up a lot for Gruden. He's just a coach. Well, guess what? They won a Super Bowl. And in the end, it's the only thing that matters. So people can bounce off that storyline a lot before the finals. If Boston wins, the only thing anybody's going to care about 10, 20 years from now is that they finally got through with this group and that Tatum finally proved he could carry a team all the way through. So I could not agree with that point anymore, because I think the other parts are a joke. Oh, well, this team didn't have this guy or that guy or this team. Nobody cares. Win the title, that's the end of the argument.
Talking, of course, to Nick Friedell here on J&J Insider Calls, brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. You mentioned Tatum and him proving, right, that he can be the leader on a championship team. And it's weird to use the word legacy with a guy, 25, 26 years old, when you've got so much more career ahead of you. But if he does win a Finals MVP, and if it is indeed Tatum that's leading this team, how does that change sort of the narrative and conversation around him? I was listening to Greeny this morning, you know, have Tatum outside of his top five in terms of best players in the league. Like, how much does a title, and if he's actually led them to it as opposed to one of these other guys or the balance that they've got, how much does it change the story or move him up?
It's the ultimate validation in pro sports. If Tatum can finally break through, and they've been real close, obviously, a couple times already, then there's nothing else to say. I mean, that's the whole thing. When you're watching the NBA now, and I know Durant and plenty of other guys have discussed this, but it is all based on rings,
right?
You know, the rings culture. That's legitimate. I mean, like, these guys, in my time covering this league for all these years, these guys are not stupid. they understand how the narratives are built. They understand what people are saying. They know how much the playoffs are weighted compared to the day-to-day regular season games. It's why, and the three of us have talked about this now for a few months. It's why the NBA is I think, going to slide a little more in the regular season, because fans, thanks in large part to the players playing and not playing, understand that the importance on the regular season that might have been there 10 or 15 years ago just isn't there anymore. So all of that being said, if Tatum carries Boston through and they win and he's the finals MVP, well, there's nothing else to do. That is the ultimate stamp for any NBA player. And in this day and age, when you are able to carry your team, win titles, potentially win finals MVPs, that is the last word. You can be a hell of a player and you can get your team into some playoff series. But if you don't win at all, there will always be that piece missing. And Jason, this goes back to Tatum, you know, being 25, 26 years old. Like, he's still got time, certainly, if they don't win this time. But the difference now is, if you don't beat a 5 seed
right
in the finals, where you've had the road that they have had,
yep,
then everybody's going to say, oh, well, he's a hell of a player, but he can't get him across the line. And that's the difference to me in the buildup of this series. If he can't do it now, he's going to have to face more questions than he ever has before.
I think one maybe undervalued piece of this Dallas run in the playoffs, Nick, has been the, I don't know if I'd say ascension, but maybe the progress it feels like that Jason Kidd has made as a head coach. I think by and large, NBA coaches are pretty, you know, replaceable, save for a few. But I actually viewed coming into these playoffs Jason Kidd as maybe a liability. And I would say in two of the three matchups that the Mavericks have played in thus far, I would have said he was the worst coach, whether it was to Ty Lue again in the Clippers, whether it was to Dagnall there in the Oklahoma City Thunder, and against the Timberwolves maybe specifically, and OKC certainly, but against the Timberwolves specifically, like, he just threw so much stuff at them defensively that really flummoxed them, and then obviously beating them in 5 games is a massive underdog. Do you share the sentiment that Jason Kidd has, you know, shown some progress and gotten better as a coach? Like, is that part of all of this as well?
I don't think there's any question. And I was right there with you with Jason Kidd. For years, I was kind of like, all right, well, it seems that he's respected by players, but his teams never really do anything and never really elevate to this kind of level. But when you take a 5 seed to the NBA Finals, you know,
yep,
congratulations. You have ramped up your stock in a major way. And this is what I would say about Jason Kidd, and I would tie it into at least the way I've viewed coaches for a long, long time, is it's all in the NBA about ego management. And what I give Jason Kidd a hell of a lot of credit for is that team was just getting destroyed at the end of last year. Everybody was ready to write off Luka and Kyrie together. It doesn't work. They're tanking their way out of the play-in. Things were bad in Dallas. The ultimate sign of knowing whether or not a coach in the NBA has the respect of his players is if they can tune out all the noise that is around them. And there's noise on every team, but certainly on a team that makes that kind of move to get Kyrie and then miss the way they did at the end of last year, to refocus the group in there, to get the pieces in place, like the Washingtons, and you know, you get Gafford, you're getting these guys in who are making a difference, and you're weaving them into the framework of Luka as the guy and getting Kyrie to believe that he's the second guy on the team, but he can make a difference every night. I mean, that is coaching. And Nico Harrison and that front office deserve a lot of credit for making the moves that they did. But Jason Kidd getting it to work almost on the fly in the last year plus, absolutely, he has raised his own stock in the game. And I think you're going to view him differently now, certainly, than you would have before in seasons past.
What about Mazzulla for you, Nick, in terms of, you know, what he can, you know, it, obviously impressive. He's 35 years old. You've got the Celtics at this point, right on the precipice of a championship. But in terms of what you've watched from him, if he wins this, are we going to crown him as one of those guys? Or, I mean, just looking at this realistically, are we going to say, man, Brad Stevens did you a hell of a favor and go out and loading this team up the way he did with Porzingis, and you get a champion in Drew Holiday? Like, how much is to be gained in terms of what we say about his coaching ability with a championship? How are we going to be able to tell?
I think that's a really good question, and what I would say is, as far as Mazzulla goes, the story arc with Mazzulla to this point is he took over a ready-made champion. It was Brad Stevens. They get Ime Udoka in there. Everybody loves him, and then he completely demolishes his own chance by doing what he did off the floor,
yep.
And then they have to start over. But in this, a lot of what I would say about Mazzulla also ties into the same points about Jason Kidd, in that, hey, that team could have slid, and they could have just said, it's not going to work. And there were certainly voices in the league after Mazzulla's first year that were like, I don't know if this guy's ready. To his credit, he grew within the job. He got guys to believe in the system that he was trying to put forth, even if it was a continuation of the Stevens, Ime stuff over the last few years, and they play at a high level. I mean, that, guys, to me, again, this is always the tell with coaches. Do they play hard for that coach every night?
Yeah.
And the three of us could go down the list in the NBA right now. That is not always the case. I mean, we know the teams and the coaches that do, and we know the ones that don't. And from a distance, watching the Celtics this year, it seemed like every night they were putting forth a professional effort. You top that off with the talent they got, and you mentioned Holiday. I think that is crucial in all this, especially in a series like they're getting into right now. If you make the right moves as a front office, you have the talent, and then you add a coach, young or old, who can get the buy-in from the rest of the group, you've got an equation for success, and Mazzulla is going to earn the respect that has been due to him if you go win a title. And even more, I think it's very clear to everybody around the NBA that team is ready made to go do it a few more times.
Sure is.
It's just that they can't get across the line yet,
right?
But that could obviously change in the next couple weeks.
Last thing, Nick, Kyrie Irving's brilliance in this postseason has been just a blast to watch, undeniably so.
Yeah.
And now you're going to hear a lot about his tenure in Boston. Just reflecting on that, because I'll be honest, I don't remember much about it. I mean, I remember that it didn't go well. It ended. What was the problem? Was it just Kyrie maybe at that time in his life was not maybe, prepared from a maturity standpoint? He had to kind of go through the things he went through. Like, what didn't go right for him in Boston?
I think when you talk to people that were around that team specifically, it started with Kyrie saying, I want to be here forever. If you guys will have me, I want to stay with the Celtics and be here. And for that first year, it was like, hey, everything's great. And then it just spiraled. And this has been the knock on Kyrie. No matter where he went, Cleveland, things are great, and then boom, they're not. Boston, it happened in Brooklyn. I think with Boston specifically, though, he just didn't have at that point in time that second guy that he felt like he could lean on. And when he is not locked in with some other veteran guys who he trusts, it's a recipe for disaster.
Right.
I mean, I watched it firsthand every day in Brooklyn, and he had Durant there, but he and Harden didn't get along, and there was always a reason why. To his credit, guys, and Kyrie deserves a hell of a lot of credit in this sense, all of what had transpired in Brooklyn, in Cleveland, certainly in that moment in time in Boston, almost all of it was self-inflicted. Like, there were mistakes that he made that really screwed up his performance on the floor. And this year, my running assumption, knowing how things operate for him day to day, or seem to in that Brooklyn scenario, I just think somebody got through to him in his inner circle and said, hey, look, you cannot handle things the way that you are and continue to have some kind of success. I mean, the league wasn't ready to write him off because I think we all agree the talent was always incredible. It was just all the stuff off the floor became such a distraction. And I say all of that to say this. Kyrie, I heard him say 100 different times, "I'm an artist on the floor." And people would roll their eyes and go, "What in the world? What is this guy talking about?" But there is a truth to him in that when he has another guy in Cleveland, it was LeBron, and in Brooklyn, it was KD. When he has that other guy that he trusts, I think he can take his game to a different place. And when he is being a good role model for the younger guys who always seem to love him, certainly in Brooklyn and points in time in Boston, everything falls into place. But I think the missing piece in that Boston equation in that moment was that Tatum and Brown were maybe on the way, but they weren't his equal. Right. I mean, he was just a cut above everybody else. Now with Luka, Kyrie is a very smart player. He knows how great Luka is, and he trusts him the same way, to me watching him, that he trusted a LeBron and he trusted a KD.
Nick, great stuff, man. Appreciate you, brother. Enjoy
Thanks,
the finals,
man.
Brother.
You got it, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Was Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider Call is brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. They are, as you know, equipped for adventure. Appreciate Nick Friedell.
Yeah, good stuff.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.